to call the workshop meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Monday, July 27th, 2020 at 6:30 to order. We are meeting via telephone under the guidelines from the Attorney General's Office for the State of Virginia, as well as code passed by the town of Coburn previously in response to COVID-19. Kathy, if you do a roll call, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we have everyone present so we can go forward. First item on the agenda is an opening prayer. Mr. Steele, if you'll lead us in opening prayer, please.
Heavenly Father God, we come before your throne of grace this evening. We're so very thankful that you've allowed us another day of life and health and strength. And we pray, Father, that you would give us wisdom and guidance in our decision making in regard to the town, Coburn, and its citizens in the outlying area. Pray, Father, that you would just help us do your perfect will in our duties, Father. We again thank you and praise you in all things. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Mr. Williams, you said you would do the pledge for us. So since we can't all do it together, we're going to ask Mr. Williams to do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag in the United States of America, to its republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, thank you. Okay, first item on the agenda is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, interested person in and around the town of Coburn. We ask that whenever you speak up on the phone, that you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Is there anyone for public expression? Okay, hearing no one speak up, I'm going to close public expression. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It can be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions to the agenda?
I would like to move that we add under new business A, the farmer's market.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and second on the floor to add farmer's market under new business. Is there any discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, that's added to the agenda. Is there any additional additions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
Thank you.
Motion and second, any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? We have an agenda. First item on that agenda is reports. Town Manager, Mr. Williams.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Outstanding. First thing is I talked to the gentleman that's on the four lane that's tearing up the pavement. They're going to start dumping the grinded asphalt over by the Little League fields in that large parking lot. They've already got a couple loads there. They'll continue doing it until we tell them otherwise, I hope. Jeff, I've got the, or Kathy's got the minutes typed up for to be taken over to Pav Valley National Bank. Miners Exchange Bank. I'm sorry.
For the signatures.
For the signatures. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we get you signed that, we'll set up a date, and we all may have to stagger over to sign them, but I'll let everybody know.
Okay.
Also, I got an email from Mr. Hatfield at the county administrator's office. The president signed an executive order on building and rebuilding monuments to American heroes. And what that is that he is proposing to rebuild or add to the monuments that's been destroyed due to the protesters. And they have asked to reach out to the localities if they had a good spot within your jurisdiction that could be a place that everybody could visit. And they're talking about a lot, I don't know how much land, but that's the question. And also Mike also sent an email out asking the same.
The VFW at one time had talked about trying to get like a tank and or an airplane brought in the spot that we own. And at one time they were going to give it to them, and then they changed their mind and was going to give them that small lot across from Esther's funeral home. And when they did that, the VFW decided they, you know, it wasn't big enough for what they wanted. And their plan was to try to use this lot over here, if we would allow them, to put a plane and or a tank and get all of our monuments moved over here into one place and make it a memorial park. And they were even talking about selling bricks at one time.
That's not really what the president has put out. And I just got this today, or otherwise I had it part of the agenda. Basically, what he is wanting to do is, the first paragraph says that on July 3rd, 2020, President Donald Trump signed an executive order on building and rebuilding the monuments of American heroes. Recently, many statues and monuments that preserve the memory of our collective American history or story have been vandalized, destroyed, removed. President Trump has made it clear that the administration will not stand for anarchy and allow our nation's history to be erased. And in that itself, he has created a task force group that's led by several people well above us. They're asking for the localities to, if they can, is to donate land to bring in these different statues and different people that's made our history and present coming up. And he keep on like Abraham Lincoln, drawing a blank. George Washington.
Henry.
I mean, just all the folks from the...
Henry.
Huh?
Would we have choices? I mean, I don't want to bring in something that's going to cause me to have riots down here, more vandalism.
Well, I mean, that's a chance. I mean, we're...
Jimmy, it sounds like to me that this is something that has just come down the pike, you know, today.
Right.
And what I would think is that I don't think that we've got enough information to even really intelligently discuss it at this point in time.
I was just letting you know, I was going to have it next agenda.
Go ahead. I'm sorry?
I said, I was just letting you guys know, and I'll have this part of the agenda. On here, it also says outline and closure executive order. National Gardens should be located in the site of natural beauty, enables visitors to enjoy nature, walk-alongs, the statues, and be inspired to learn about figures of American history. That's what they're kind of gearing it toward. But this being your agenda for next time.
Yeah, it sounds like we need a whole lot more information. And you know, as Sharon was saying, guys, I know at one time, you know, I'd also talked to a couple of members of VFW about the park over there, and I'm wondering if that's something that could be incorporated into this executive order that's come down. You know, maybe you can just get some more information for us, and we'll kind of go from there.
They need a reply by 31 June, or July 31.
Real fun.
I don't think that we can, you know, we don't have enough information to, and if, what does everyone else think?
If I knew that if they were bringing in statues that were of our history and not bringing trouble with it, then I would have no problem. But if I'm bringing in what everybody already vandalized, and they vandalized it because of their decision to riot and destroy these things, I don't want to invite that into the town. I don't want a group of people to follow these statues and then come down here and start rioting in hope.
Well, honestly, they don't need the statue to riot. They don't need a statue to create chaos. This is something that keep our history, bring people to town,
right.
Nature trails. I mean, it's just ever what. And I don't think we have the property to do it, but they also ask to be, if possible, on federal property. The only thing I think of is Guest River Gorge. But
right.
I prefer not to live in fear. And our history is our history. We cannot change that. I know a lot of people's trying to, and they want to. It's never going to go away. It's going to stay in the back of everybody's minds. And the only thing they're going to remember our kids today is all this destruction. So I feel he's trying to do this in good faith to keep our history. But for the time strength, I don't know.
Okay. And I'm removing them. I hate for taking them down. I hate for doing what they're doing. But they're doing it, and that's the sad part. And if we could find out exactly what it is that they're looking for, I mean, we can't even vote on it until August. And so that's the deadline is too far gone.
Right, he wrote it the 3rd of July, signed it. Then on the 23rd, they put it into action, and then I got it today, so what's today, the 27th? Short time frame.
Yeah. 3 days?
They know you can make good decisions.
Let me make this suggestion, guys. You know, Jimmy, you've got like 5 days, 4 days in order to respond to this, it looks like. But, you know, let's ask for some additional information and then just shoot an email out individually to everybody, letting them know what's going on with this. If it is something that council felt like they wanted to do or didn't want to do, you know, well, I guess at this point in time, if they wanted to do, you know, we can always do a consensus of council and then move forward on it in August if we need to. But I don't think we've got enough information about what it is to even intelligently discuss it.
I'm sending it to your email, just something to look at. Well, that's all I have. And I'll let Jeff tell you about the other stuff.
Any questions for Mr. Williams?
The big water project, when is that going to be it?
The what now?
The big water project.
We're hoping to have bidding done in August. There's still some hurdles we have to cross over, and we're slowly picking that away. And Lane Group, if I remember correctly, is going to be mid to end of August for bidding and starting the project probably somewhere around end of October.
Got all of the
I've not got all of them done, no.
And the sewer project?
Same thing, I think. One's going to follow the other one, so I'm not sure which is going to be which.
Yeah, the water project, I think, is the one that we've got the okay to bid on. I don't think we've got the okay yet for the sewer project to send it out to bid.
No, and I think it's going to follow the water. Because they're going to try to get the same, if possible, get the same contractors to do both to try to save some extra money on it.
Yeah, and then you've got PSA also behind us, which, you know, it's a good thing that the one person can potentially do three different projects here.
Right.
Let me go back for a second here. Did you send this letter out to everybody, Jimmy?
I did.
You did or did not?
I did.
Okay. I just pulled up the copy of the letter that, you know, you all should have on your email. And it looks like just quickly skimming this thing is, well, there's a response to the letter, there's three things. The second one says, are there any statues or monuments your locality can donate or loan to this effort? It looks like that they may be actually asking for monuments such as possibly the one that's, you know, in the middle of the controversy in Lebanon, to be donated, to be placed at another location, is what it looks like to me here.
We don't have any.
So anyway, you know, Jim, just on that one, just get more information for us.
I will.
Okay, additional questions for Mr. Williams?
Has the Boy Scouts ever got moved in?
I actually saw them there today.
Okay.
I saw them moving stuff in there today.
Good deal. And a while back I had asked about how it's done, and it's still a needed thing, is the parking lot, especially the one there where we park when we have a meeting in person, that parking lot needs to be painted for parking. And I know it's a mess and it needs to be paved, but at the same time, that the lines are gone and people just park every direction and it's a mess. I'd asked about it a while, like 2 or 3 months maybe back, and we need to look at that.
Okay.
Something over there, because that's looking pretty bad. While I'm over at the depot, has anybody come down and looked at the building, the cross ties?
Neither. Anybody come down?
No, we didn't have to move them today. We was looking at them today. It's going to move them, but it got tied up on the water lake.
If you move them, it's going to open that bomb, that porch up.
But we'll get them. She's talking about the ones on the ground, I think, ain't she?
The whole wall. Talking about the whole wall, Sharon?
Yeah. All of that down through there. The cross ties that have fell off are rolling down. I don't know if they got moved for prom or not. And then the wall itself has bad cross ties that are falling apart also. It's there in front of the depot building.
Let me check it out.
I mean, it's all collapsing.
What's been behind that wall?
Don't know.
I thought Chris Mullins was going to send someone down from the Lane Group to look at that.
That's the last time he and I talked, yes. As far as I know, no one's come down.
Quite a good idea there.
Well, Chris is supposed to send somebody down.
I'll add it to my list and I'll call Chris tomorrow.
Because that needs to be done.
Okay, any additional questions for Mr. Williams? Okay, one thing let me add to the first part of Jimmy's report on the asphalt for the Little League field up there. I did touch base today with Lee Sexton, who is involved in Little League, and advised him that this stuff is going to be coming, and they are very appreciative of that effort going forward. Jimmy, I think you said we could get as much of that as we can use. And I also spoke to Spearhead, and several months back when this idea first came up, they said that they could furnish a bulldozer for us to actually level that out. Now, I reconfirmed that today with Sean Lindsay with Spearhead. So once we get that asphalt dumped up there, we do have the means to get it spread out, you know, the way that it needs to be. We may have to, you know, do a little bit of compacting with it. Don't know, but, you know, that's something that we can work with then. But at least it's going to give us a real good base for the parking lot up there. Okay, if there's nothing else for Mr. Williams, we may ride along for Public Works. Go ahead.
Wait. I was going to do my book. The trailer that was in question over there in Crab Orchard, the Fraser Osborne trailer dispute, whatever happened there?
Some people went to jail, some didn't, and nothing's been done.
Okay. Did it get moved?
No, the same trailer's still there. That's not been moved anywhere, no. No other ones has been moved in either.
Jimmy, do we have any way of getting that trailer into compliance?
It's probably something Will and I will have to talk to about. I mean, the zoning and the ordinance is there, but right now I don't believe there's anything that covers a solution.
I think that the last time that we talked to them, that somebody needed to provide the actual right-of-way paperwork.
Well, they were looking for a deed. Yeah.
Mr. Fraser and his father-in-law, they have their deeds. It's the other person that can't produce anything.
So, and it's been, they know exactly where everything's supposed to lie at.
Who?
The one that came back.
Surveyed, and we know exactly where everything's at.
On the other two parties, but the one that's wanting everything done, he hasn't surveyed nothing.
That's what I was thinking, is that we left them and it needed to be surveyed.
Yeah, I mean, he's past his time for zoning permits anyway.
Yeah. Suggestion, why don't we go ahead and send out a certified letter to him stating that he's in non-compliance and that needs to be moved.
Okay. Will, if you don't care, I'll get with you tomorrow sometime and we'll draw something up together if you don't care.
Yeah, that'd be perfectly fine.
Okay, thank you.
That's no problem. Because obviously that's been going on for a long time, and I know.
Yeah, it's passing down.
It's my recollection. Right. Yep, can do that.
I hate to write a letter and don't have a solution at the end of it, you know what I mean? So.
And that's the tough part, because at this point, you know, we can just tell him he's not in compliance, move the trailer, but at the end of the day, you know, one of the recourses we've got that, you know, nothing's being hooked up to it until he is in compliance.
Right.
But
is that right, Jeff?
Say again?
Did hook it up to the water meter?
Did he hook it to the water
meter? Pick him up, Sharon.
Yeah, they
already hooked it up to the water meter.
Yes.
I was disconnected. What? Jeff Livingston, is it connected or disconnected?
I think it's disconnected right now because it's empty. We went over and put locked it up and everything.
Okay.
The last time we discussed it was in March.
Yeah, that needs to be taken care of. One way or the other.
Roger that.
Okay. Anything else on that, Sharon?
No.
Okay, moving right along then. Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening, everybody. What I got today is that we repaired a leak on East Street. We repaired a leak on Floyd Street. Repaired a leak on 72, 8-inch that blew out. We repaired a leak on Chatham. We repaired a leak on Carolina Road. We repaired a leak at the Maytown Church. We installed an 8-inch valve out on 72. We went out and cleaned a ditch out up on Valley View. During the prom things was going on, we painted a chair over at the depot, pressure washed the farmer's market, and then we went back out and repaired a leak on Spring Street, and we did 175 work orders. And that's all I got.
Okay. Questions, Mr. Livingston?
And we're going to start paving this week if the weather permits with us and ain't raining.
Make sure Railroad Street's on that list.
I got you on the list.
Hey, damn, tell you, I got some people hauling gravel in there for you.
That'll work.
We'll go there.
Hey, Dan.
Uh-huh.
What caused the 8-inch line to go out on us out on 72?
Probably just, you know, they've been in there for a while and probably hit a weak spot and it's been leaking before and it finally just gave loose and just blew out.
The lights and everything looked really good.
Thank you.
Okay, additional questions for Mr. Livingston? Okay, seems like you're going to get by easy tonight, too. Do we have anything from the Lane Group, Chris Mullins?
I have not.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I included a copy of our total accounts payable due in the amount of $610. Our interim accounts payables were $82,097.47. June 13th electronic regular meeting minutes will be distributed along with August 10th council packets. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, July the 24th, was $158,569.17. We had $120,599.54 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $610, leaving a balance of $37,359.63. Since Friday, I've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $104.44, and today's deposit was $210.91, for a combined total cash availability of $37,674.98. In your report, you'll find the copies of the total cash availability report for the month of July and the cash comparison report.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Mrs. Sharp?
I guess it's probably Scott on here.
He is not.
Hey, Scott?
Yes, Scott. Yes, Scott's on here?
Yes.
Yes, he's here.
Okay, I was looking, and what did we have done to the Ford Explorer out at Morgan McClure first? $1,500.
That was, it had broken down, and I can't remember the parts they had replaced.
When was that?
I wanted to say it was a water pump and something else. But we were glad that it wasn't a head gasket, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. I just wondered, that was a big expense. I just wondered what it was, what we had broken down.
Yeah. Jimmy, you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was a water pump. They had to take the engine apart, basically, because it's inside the, and I'm no mechanic, but it's inside the engine part, so they had to take it apart just to be able to get to it. And they came across a couple other issues they fixed in the process, too.
Okay, and this was something we could not do internally?
Correct. David looked at it first, and there was no way he could have done it. Didn't have the tools and equipment that he needed to tear all that down.
Okay. That was my only question that related to Kathy's report.
Okay. Any additional questions for Mrs. Sharp? All right, you're going to get by easy tonight, too. Next item on the agenda is Police Department Chief Brooks.
I don't have anything new to report.
Okay.
I'm glad to answer any questions.
Thank you for providing police Saturday night.
You're very welcome. I hope everything went well.
Best I can tell,
it did. I think all the kids had a blast down there.
They did.
That's a good thing.
And
everybody
sticks
safe.
Yeah,
that's
I think
true.
Everybody did. All looked awesome.
Okay, any additional questions for Chief Brooks? God, I can't believe everybody's getting by this easy. Next item is the fire department. We don't have anything from Chief Hawkins?
No, sir.
Okay. Next item is the attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second, Will.
Okay.
Sharon, did you say something about fire department?
I did. I was thanking them for spraying down Front Street Tuesday and doing what they did.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Sturgeon.
All right. I've been working on the contract that Sharon got up with me on last week. I don't know how public that is yet, but I have been working on that. That's what I figured. So as far as a timeline, I'm probably looking at the first of next week, finishing that. If there's any concerns with that, just let me know, and I can get it pulled up as quick as needed.
No, that's fine. She's
okay.
Still working with.
Okay. Well, I'll for sure have all the paperwork and everything done with that by next week. So just wanted to give you a timeline for me as far as that goes. What's that?
You can email it to me.
Okay. Yep, that'd be perfectly fine. Also,
just for everyone's information real quick, so everyone knows what you guys are talking about, there's a potential business that's going downtown, and they're doing some stuff through EDA. So it's basically EDA, an EDA issue.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Also, the letter to the auditors that they need, I have worked on that and will provide that next week to them as well. As far as anything else, I don't have anything else for tonight.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Mr. Sturgill? you're going to get by easy too. All right, thank you. Next item on the agenda under new business is Farmers Market. Mr. Mooney, I think you asked for this to be added.
Yes, this is obviously not a voting meeting, but I think that we should be able to do this by consensus. We have already cut down the tree in front of the mural. The other two trees in that lot are dead, and I noticed it especially Saturday when I was down there blowing around dead leaves. So I would like for council to authorize Jeff Livingston to allow his public work to go ahead and go in and cut those other two trees down.
I also looked at him when he showed it to me there Saturday night, and it's the two, there's one that's at the back of the building, and it seems to be fine. There's three all together, but the two closest to the murals are the ones that are dying.
It's already dead.
So, my consensus would be to cut them down.
Well, a question for you. That would really fall, if the trees are dead and it falls under a possible hazard or whatever to the public, that's something that Mr. Williams could take care of without council consent, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It is, but we got a consensus the last time to cut the one down in front of the mural. That's why I asked for it to be done the exact same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that tree wasn't dead.
Well, no, but we were cutting down a tree.
Yeah. So, I'm a yes for take the dead trees out.
I am too.
So, you guys are part of the consensus to take the trees out?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Mooney? Okay, that's three. Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Okay, I'm fine with it too. Particularly if it's a hazard to the downtown area, go ahead and, you know, Mr. Williams, you've got the authorization anyway to do it, so take care of it.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else on Farmers Market?
That was all I had.
Okay. I would add that, and Jimmy, this is something that you can look at. The two trees that Mr. Mooney's referring to are larger, older trees. It may be that we can find something to go back into those two slots that is a new tree that's healthy and something that doesn't grow quite as large as that. And while we're on the subject of trees, guys, we've got another one downtown, which is in front of the old Family Dollar store, that there's the great work is still down there. But the tree died probably, 20 years ago and was taken out. You know, I would like to see all three of those be, you know, retreed, I guess is the way to put it.
Yeah, brought that up last time. I'm thinking a dogwood tree because they don't get big. And they don't get tall and lanky like those Bradford pears.
Mm-hmm. A Bradford pear.
Get a bonsai tree.
Yeah.
It's like dogwood tree.
Yeah. You know, I guess the suggestion I would make is that, you know, with that, Mr. Williams, you know, look at that, and then at our next meeting in August to maybe present us a few,
options for trees.
Options, yeah.
10-4.
Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing else under new business, nothing under old business. Do we have any reason to go into closed session? Not hearing any. We're going to have an easy night tonight. Next item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
Hey, Jeff, can I say something real quick before you get there?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't bring it up earlier. You guys asked about the water that is, or the money that is owed from water due to the COVID decisions of no cutoffs. We are as of June the 15th, $39,176.01.
How many of those do you have payment agreements with?
I can't answer that part. I don't know.
Okay.
So the $39,000, and we're not collecting any of that?
Not as of now. Some people has came in and paid.
Right.
But there's still...
And are we doing cutoff now?
Yes.
Anything else on that? All right, Mr. Collins, sorry we got you cut off there. Go ahead, please.
That's fine.
Come in. Okay. Thank you. Next item, or next person, is Mr. Manning.
I would just like to say a big thank you to everyone that had any type of involvement with the prom. I was there all day Saturday helping set up and chaperoning and cleaning up, and the kids really, really enjoyed it and had a good time, and there was a lot of positive feedback from parents and other people in the community. So just a special thanks to Miranda Raymond and Brandy Jones, who spearheaded that effort, and for the fire department, public works, the police department, just everyone in town that played a part in making that successful. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Steele.
Well, I would agree with what Dante just said. Fantastic job. I'd like to see it become an annual event, if possible. And again, I thank everybody for their input in on it. Turned out really great.
Okay. Thank you. Mrs. Steele.
Echoing everything that the other councilmen have said over the prom, the feedback on it was phenomenal from all the parents, and the kids that were there enjoyed it immensely, and the seniors who have gone on other years felt neglected, that their prom was not as awesome as the ones that the 2020 kids received. So maybe that'll happen again next year. And I just really appreciate all the hard work that everybody put into it and all the sponsors that helped Miranda and Brandy Jones do the work they did and all the many volunteers.
Okay, thank you. I'll echo what everyone said about the prom. I think that it was something that the kids, 40 years from now, when most of us are dead and gone, are going to look back and say, my gosh, can you believe the prom that we had downtown? It's not like anything anyone had ever had before. And I think there were a lot of special memories made that night. Thank you for everyone that worked with that, from town employees to departments to volunteers to everybody. And if anyone has the opportunity, you might want to look at the front page of the Cofield Progress coming out tomorrow, which is already available online, and you will see a downtown photo of these kids having an absolute blast. And I'm just so glad that they got to participate in this. That's about it. I'll make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, guys, we are adjourned. Thank you so much. Appreciate